Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 7:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Most Philadelphia high school students have not been together face-to-face in classrooms since March of 2020. And some students feel isolated and disconnected from their peers. For WHYY, Emily Rizzo reports on a collaborative art project at West Philadelphia High School that's trying to bring people back together.
Art teacher Peter Coyle wanted to push his West Philly High students to connect. For much of the year, attendance has been low, and students typically keep their video streaming cameras off.
We've spent so much time apart, we haven't been able to share our lives together.
The school's students are mostly Black, a community that has been disproportionately impacted by COVID-19 and the city's surge of gun violence. One way Coyle thought he could help students process that pain was having them work collaboratively on an art exhibit that would highlight their experience.
There has been a lot of talk in the media and in education about, you know, how are we going to deal with this learning loss? I feel like they've traded learning about isolation and loss and real life things that we can't quantify.
Their project is a collection of photographs taken during the pandemic, accompanied by audio with student interviews. Kelsey Craven is a sophomore in the class who has lost people in her life to both COVID and gun violence.
A lot of people are just shutting themselves in right now, and I can completely understand that. It's a fear response. Everyone's hiding from what they can.
Throughout the isolation, though, she says sharing photos among friends has been a way to stay close.
It's just kind of our way of updating where we've been, and that we're still alive, pretty much.
Starting today and through the summer, the art exhibition will be on display outside West Philly High, a snapshot of how the teens made it through the disconnected year. Emily Rizzo for WHYY News.